turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
It's time for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Studios, across from Tropicana Field in downtown St. Petersburg, Florida. Providing a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps and the pros across Tampa Bay and the USA. Get your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection and your hosts Mike Rickard and Ben Botham.
Good afternoon, Tampa Bay, and welcome to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on this January 21st. We're live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, across from Tropicana Field in downtown St. Pete. I'm Mike Rickard, alongside baseball Ben Botham, my number one draft pick from Savannah State. And I want to welcome you to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network and RadioSt.Pete.com. And our Triton's in the house. We've got our Triton time about 12:15 after we do the opening. We'll talk to Mark Ferguson. And we got a jam show, actually. We're going to talk to the Eckerd College women's softball team. We will talk Randy Grimes, former Bucks starting center, played at Baylor. And then we're going to talk to a Buccaneers cheerleader and how she made it through the tough years, Lynn Munoz, and that'll be a lot of fun. And then Brad Richardson will be here. We'll talk high school sports. And then Alex Reba is going to – I don't think I sent you the script. You and Alex Reba will break down the world of sports. And I think the Big O might make a cameo appearance, but good to see you, Ben.
Oh, yeah, it's great seeing you, Mike. Always happy to be here.
Always to have some wisdom on the show when you arrive.
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy. I started the day off with a little field cleanup over at Seminole High School. Today was our big field cleanup day. All the parents, all the kids, coaches were out there working on the field. So
I got to ask you, is that your jersey from Savannah State?
This is a windbreaker.
Windbreaker.
Yeah, from Savannah State.
So were you trying to impress the high school kids today that you actually were a pitcher at the collegiate level?
Yeah, you know, I got to show off.
Atta boy.
In a while, Mike. I got to let them know I did a little something in college.
Well, When does baseball actually start? Your first game?
So tryouts are Monday through Wednesday. We'll, throwing, catching the first 2 days, and then Wednesday will be a scrimmage, kind of get a feel for the kids. And then I believe it's the 14th, I believe, of next month is the first game.
And Seminole, of course, you guys have a storied program. You got to be proud of yourself. I'm proud of you that you're part of the staff now, an alum, a young guy that can relate to the kids. And are you working with the pitchers and catchers, being a pitcher yourself?
I'm kind of the all-around guy. I kind of help out in every facet.
Utility player?
Yeah, utility guy. And it is a great program. You know, we won 2001 state national champions. And on that team, I think we had seven guys get drafted just from that team alone, with seven guys going on to play in the bigs. Of course, Brett Phillips and Joey Crable.
You got to effort getting Phillips on the show, being a Seminole.
I know. I gotta work some magic, him and maybe Joey Crable as well, because I know he's in the area playing for the Orioles.
All right, let's today, of course, we've got plenty of college basketball action, but a little bit later on in the day we will have NFL, and let's go over that NFL lineup and the Fergs from the front row, and then we'll talk to the man himself, Mark Ferguson, as the Triton softball team is in the wings, ready to come and share a little conversation with us.
Yeah, so first game coming up is the Jags versus the Chiefs. And everyone's saying the Chiefs are going to win it, but I really do think if the Jaguars manage to not throw those picks at the beginning of the game, Trevor Lawrence is electric enough to pull out a win against the Chiefs.
Well, I don't know what you're smoking, but that's a 7.5-point spread, and you've never been to Arrowhead. We've all been, or Midwesterners, we've been to Arrowhead, and it's the second loudest arena in all of football behind Seattle.
The Chiefs like to play with their food a little bit, Mike. I think that's their main issue. They like to get a little cutesy with it, they're doing their little spin-around plays.
Cutesy?
Yeah.
What's that term?
Well, maybe
Patrick Mahomes has never been called cutesy.
The way their offense is run sometimes, because how good they are, they kind of forget, like, every once in a while, you got to step on somebody's throat. And they've been forgetting that this season. I think this is the perfect moment for the Jags to pull out a win and Duval to really represent on the big stage.
And they got nothing to lose. I mean, look at Mark Ferguson over here being a Floridian. It was amazing to start the playoffs. All three franchises, Miami, Tampa, and, of course, Jacksonville, were in the wild card weekend, and I thought that was pretty impressive.
Yeah, and Trevor Lawrence made an amazing comeback. What, he threw four interceptions in the first half and then four
touchdowns
in the second half. it's shown that he really has something there, and I think he will be a standout for years to come. The next game we have is Giants versus Eagles. Mike, who do you think's going to pull out a win on that one?
Well, I do. Well, I want the Giants. I shouldn't say that very loudly because down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, we put them up in the perch for a reason. They don't play well with each other. The Eagles fans, are they going to have upstairs today? You're giving them upstairs? Yeah, of course. So it will be a little wild down here. Giant fans, of course, are loud and proud. I would love to see the Giants. I like Daniel Jones' story. I like Saquon Barkley, his story. And I like this coach and what he's done and all the pressure that you have in the New York media for the turnaround. And Eli Manning is full support for Daniel Jones, who's, I think, going to be their quarterback for the future. So I would like to see that. Eagles, I believe, will win.
I'm pretty torn on that game. I think I'm a game time decision on who's going to win that one. It's really tough, but I do think Giants magic is starting to come to an end. But as long as Jalen Hurts can find is as healthy as they think he is, I think that they're gonna do well.
All right, well, get down here to Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. It's always a party. Any NFL game, there's over 100 televisions. Every television will be on the playoffs, and it will be an electric environment all weekend long. Let's dive back into the conversation we had last weekend with Mark Ferguson because we're winding it down. It's actually 9 days apparently until the big announcement on the redevelopment. Of Tropicana Field, and we, of course, have been promoting the Rays and the Hines proposal, but let's talk a little bit more about that. Down to two now, and you went to that presentation. Do you think the final two are the right ones to be in the hunt?
Absolutely.
Well, the Hines, the Rays Hines one is the one that you believe will be the best for the future of that 84 acres.
It's 86 acres.
86, excuse me.
It is the best plan because if you pick that plan, you're keeping the Rays for sure. There's no two ways about it. Also, you have the best developer in the country. They have knowledge. They have money. They have experience. They have everything the Rays need, and I'm so glad they're partnering with them. And now we just need the mayor to make sure he picks them. And you have till Sunday to write a letter, email to the mayor or into city council to give them a little push, whoever you think you want, to pick. But I think it's going to be the Rays plan.
Well, and I said you could go to ballpark.com, and that kind of gives you an overview of this Rays Hines, and they endorsed it, and they're an objective third party. So I was very impressed with that.
Yeah, this Chamber of St. Pete also picked them.
They got on board as well.
Yep. And the city did a good job. They hired a consultant who looked at all four proposals and picked them apart. And they picked the Rays also with Sugar Hill in second.
Well, on another topic, yesterday they started selling tickets for spring training across the street. And you got to be ecstatic about that. I know I am. I'm looking forward to working the games. But we've got 15 games, I believe it is, that had never been on the agenda here for Fergs before spring training games.
Yes, it's like a little warm up to
like a Christmas present to you.
That's right. It's going to be a lot of fun. There's a lot of people in town from all over the country, all over the world, that come in for spring, and they'll be able to catch a ball game here.
All right, my friend. Well, going to be a busy day down here with the divisional playoffs, and I know you guys are all ready. And how many televisions? You keep changing the number on me.
No, we have over 100, but they're not all working at once. But we have over 100, and we have a huge screen out back that everybody loves. So we got something for everybody.
Well, and the rain is going to pass by, and then tomorrow is supposed to be ideal to come on down here to Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 13th and Central, right across from the Trop in St. Petersburg, downtown St. Petersburg. Come on down, and Mark will be out there wandering around and always active in operating the bar.
Thank you very much. Have a great weekend.
That's Mark Ferguson, and I know you're excited. Hey, why don't you ladies come on over? Let's have a little Triton time. And we've got the Eckerd College women's softball team, or a good portion of them. And Amanda Green was kind enough to put this all together. We enjoy having these girls. I don't know if any of them were down last year. I've got my lineup. Let me see if Skylar Reddish.
Me.
There's Skylar. All right, you're a senior and you're a catcher. Brooklyn Cardona. Brooklyn. Welcome to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Where am I at, Brooklyn? Janice Casadas. How is that?
Perfect.
I usually butcher these names. Senior infielder. And let's see how I do here. Brenna Lukinski.
Yes.
Perfect.
Spot on?
Yes.
Never happened. It's never happened in 2 years of having Triton time. And don't let me butcher the last one. Your junior infielder, Lauren Margolis.
Perfect. Five for five.
Well, this segment's done because I'm not going to get any better. All right. Why don't we start left to right? We've got to introduce yourself, where you're from.
My name's Brenna. I'm from Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
You stayed in state.
Yes, I did. I love Florida.
How do you like it over here on the West Coast?
I love St. Pete. I want to stay here.
Well, a lot of Tritons, when they graduate, do stay here. And a lot of them stick around and coach. Isn't it amazing? All of the coaches that played in the various sports. Well, look at the AD, Tommy Ryan, who's a good friend of ours. He was a player, coach, and now he's the AD. So let's talk a little bit about how you got over to Eckerd. Did you find them, or did they find you?
Coach Katie found me. She saw me in Atlanta, Georgia, playing a tournament.
Out of state playing?
Yep, she was scouting all the way in Georgia, and yeah, she saw me play a game and then invited me to come on a visit my junior year. So I committed then at high school.
All right, so let's go. What's your best memory of playing, if you can?
Probably when we beat North Georgia. They were like ranked fourth in the whole nation, and we went like 11 innings with them, two games in a row, and pulled out both games.
What year was that?
That was last year.
Oh, really? Very cool. Very cool. Do you want to do a shout out? What are you majoring in?
Business.
I gotta make a conversion here. I usually talk to high school kids, and then I get you guys in, and then I start asking stupid questions. Got a boyfriend?
No.
Those are the questions I ask these high school boys, and they just want to come over and just punch the old man right in the chops. And if they say no, I go, bravo, focus on sports right now. But anyway, what are you majoring in? I'm sorry.
Business.
Business, that a girl. Yes. You're a senior?
Yes.
I'm looking for an intern, a business intern. Mm-hmm. Yeah. In fact, do you know Nicole that plays on the basketball team?
Yes.
Yeah, she's going to be doing some things for me this year. So I'm looking forward to that. You want to do it? We archive these and we stream them live on RadioSaintPete.com. Do you want to do a shout out to any family members, anybody important in your life?
I'll shout out my sisters are listening, I think.
What are their names?
Kayla, Paige, and Kara.
There's four girls in your family? Your poor father.
Oh, he loves it.
he digs it?
Mm-hmm.
Okie dokie. Well, he's got some athletes and, you know, yeah. He's got some spunk. Yeah, there you go. Which high school did you go to in Fort Lauderdale?
City High School.
All right. Well, thanks for coming down. I enjoy when you guys come down here. When I first saw that campus, and I've told this to every coach, I'm not that impressed with your recruiting, you know, just tongue in cheek. You don't have to. They see the campus and it's a done deal. He goes to Savannah State. You got a beach to offer up there?
No.
No, I don't think so. All right, young lady, your name?
Lauren Margolis.
Lauren Margolis. You are the last on my list, the junior infielder. Are you the only junior here today? Yeah.
Yeah.
You're the only rookie.
I'm technically a senior, but I'm staying my fifth year.
Stay as long as you can.
Exactly.
I stayed about 8 years in high school, after high school, in several colleges. I'd still be there if I could. And it wasn't because I was doing well. We would like you to leave our academic institution. So anyway, your favorite memory?
I was going to say UNG because that was a really good game, but I'd also say my first game, my freshman year, I hit a walk-off home run.
Wow.
Really cool feeling.
Very cool way to start your career.
Yeah.
So have you played? Well, obviously you played since you were a freshman.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I started at third my freshman year and then moved to first, and now I'm at first.
You're a versatile player. Coaches love that.
I try.
What did you come from?
I came from Miami, Florida.
What is it, that East Coast? You got Fort Lauderdale, Miami.
Stay at the beach.
You like it over here on the West Coast?
I like it more than Miami, to be honest.
Well, it's a lot quieter.
Yeah, it's a lot quieter and cleaner.
Well, and actually, it's getting busier. You know, people are discovering it now, and they want to come here and live. Unfortunately, those northerners, I wish those people to stay up north. I came from Iowa 7 years ago. And now I've turned into one of those pain in the butts, and I'm like, God, look at my neighborhood. I live on the beach, and they see all these different plates. Get, go back up north. Anyway, so what are you majoring in, young lady?
I'm a double major in human development and psychology.
Well, you could work on me for maybe, you know, your thesis, whatever they call it. It'd be an interesting conversation we'd be having. All right, I want to do a shout-out to anybody in Miami or anywhere might be listening.
I think she's listening. I'm not sure.
What's mom's name?
Alice.
Alice, you have a very nice young lady. You can tell she's very confident. Basically, so you played all 4 years? Of course I played. Yeah. Hell yeah. I've been playing. You think I write fine? All right. Yeah, you can just slide that over. Your name, young lady?
My name's Skylar.
Skylar Reddish. I like that name, Skylar. Senior catcher.
Fifth year.
Yeah, he was a pitcher. He's got an affinity for catchers. They all should, right?
Yeah.
Every pitcher. They realize that you guys are actually the quarterback of the team.
I agree.
Well, it should be that way. I don't know in the coaching staff's opinion, but is it pretty much that way? Or as an Eagle catcher, a pitcher, you probably think you're running the show, right? Not the catcher.
The catchers were smarter than us, for sure. Yeah.
Well, Ben, that wouldn't take much, partner, as much as I love you. Anyway, and he's the brains of this show. That's really bad. So your favorite memory?
Oh, I was going to say UNG myself. That was definitely...
Across the board, that's pretty popular.
I think also my sophomore year, my first Grand Slam against Embry-Riddle, that was a great one.
First Grand Slam? You've had more than one?
I had one last year too. It was our opening day.
Now tell me, it was the bottom of the seventh, and you guys were behind by 3 runs.
I don't think it was bottom of the seventh, but it definitely broke the game open.
Did it?
Yeah, it did.
How cool was that?
Super exciting. That was my first game back since my surgery. So,
what you were on the IR for a while? What happened?
I tore my labrum. It was my second surgery.
So. Oh wow. Well, when you're 100 years old like me, you'll remember those days. It'll remind you often the good memories and the bad ones. Yeah, so it'll be inflamed. What are you majoring in?
Psychology and human development, too.
Okay. And where are you from? I guess I should ask that right out of the gate.
I'm originally from North Florida, but now I live in Flowery Branch, Georgia. So, North Georgia.
So, you're a Georgian now.
Yeah.
Do you miss home?
I do miss home, but I love it down here. Same time. It's the best of both worlds. Mountains and the beach, so can't beat it.
So, you're staying down here?
I think I might go back up to Georgia because I need to finish up through nursing school, but it's kind of hard to give up St. Pete.
He just came back from after Savannah State and Georgia Southern. Exactly. All right. Want to do a shout out to anybody out there?
Yeah, I'd love to shout out both my parents, Charlene and Todd. I know they're probably listening to this at home on their couch. So
home on their couch. All right. Well, you've got a very confident young lady. And was your pops involved in your sports development?
Yes, my dad was there every step of the way from T-ball until now, so still throws to me, even though his shoulder's given out on him.
Yeah, well, that just happens. And then, of course, mom driving everybody's family in some capacity is instrumental in getting them where you are today, and I tell it to all the young kids. But I appreciate you coming down and have a little conversation with us. You guys ever been down? You're all seniors, so you could actually have an adult beverage. You guys ever been down here?
We were here last week.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They were here last week. What was the beer special last week? Not that you guys would probably partake in that during the season, but collectively, when did the season start? Is it already rolling?
Next
2 weeks. Okay, that's why I got you guys, because otherwise it'd be an impossibility. All right. And it seems like you have a lot of seniors, upper class people on this team.
Yes,
so it should be a great season.
Should be.
All right. Who do you have here?
My name is Janice.
Janice. You were down last year, weren't you?
No.
Well, you don't have a twin.
I do have a twin, actually. We're identical.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow. What are the chances of me saying that?
1 in a million.
Oh, my God. All right. You're an infielder. Now, what infield, I mean, do you guys, can you play third, second, short?
Can, but it's like a different ballgame for me.
What do you typically play?
I play third.
Third? The hot corner, you like that?
Yeah,
you must have a gun then. That a girl. Your favorite memory?
My favorite memory, I was going to say what Brenna was going to say. UNG.
Sorry, guys.
But if I had to...
Cross the board. UNG is the favorite.
This is really bad, but I don't remember who we were playing. But I went 4-for-4 in a game, and it literally felt like I was sitting like beach balls during that game. I'm not even joking.
Really?
Yeah.
Just one of those in the zone?
Zone type of flow, yep.
Don't you wish you get that every at-bat, every game?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't we all? What are you majoring in?
I'm majoring in psychology.
And where were you from?
Miami, Florida.
Wow. They went to, you guys
played travel ball with Lauren.
Oh, so they brought the dandy duel,
yep.
The terrible twosome.
Exactly.
They brought you.
Yeah.
Like five of us.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool. And you probably grew up playing against each other, as you said.
We've
yeah.
Been with each other since eighth grade.
Yeah. She's been my throwing partner since eighth grade.
Now, that's continuity. Too bad you never had that, right, partner?
No one stuck around long enough.
Yeah, he's a submariner. He's one of these, and catchers are like, no, I'm not catching him. Yeah. All right, and what are you majoring in?
Psychology.
Wow. Yeah. A lot of psychology coming out of this this club. All right, shout out to anybody back at home?
My twin sister, Janessa.
Janessa, I can't believe that I asked if you have a twin, and you actually do. And where's Janessa at?
She's in CP, actually.
Oh, really?
We have an apartment together.
Well, that's perfect.
Yep.
All right, so no homesickness for you. Well, especially all of you. You don't have to go too far to get back home. Do you guys have any northerners, from way up there, like where I'm from, and all my family back here, we're all from the Iowa, a cold place?
From Maryland.
Yeah.
Louisiana, but that's not really
northern. That's not northern. That's not cold. Not compared to where we're from. All right. Your name, young lady. Yeah, that one will work.
Hi, my name's Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, let me check my notes. Amanda realizes that I've got ADD, age deficit disorder, and attention. So she sends me all the details. So Brooklyn Cardona, you're a senior outfielder. How is that?
It's really fun. I love it.
And your favorite memory?
Also UNG, but I'll add another one.
Wow. That must have been a special moment in Eckerd College history.
It was.
Was it?
For sure. But for me personally, it was against Florida Southern. I had a walk-off, and I had about a 15-pitch at-bat. So.
Well, that a girl.
Yeah.
I bet that pitcher loved it. and then a walk-off.
Yes.
Is that the only walk-off you've had in your career?
I think I've had two, but that one was just really fun because it was a super long at-bat.
Very impressive. Where are you from?
Lakeland, Florida.
Had a girl. Closer. Home of the Detroit Tigers during spring training.
Yes.
I'm sure when you're a young lady, you probably got to go to a game or two.
I've been there quite a few times.
Have you? All right. What are you majoring in? Don't tell me psychology.
Business management and marketing.
There you go. Right at a par angle. We got two business and the marketing piece. And you're a senior?
Yes.
I should have got a hold. I started this intern search last fall. I should have gotten a hold of you guys prior to you're all going to be leaving.
Hello.
All right. You want to do a shout out to anybody in Lakeland?
Yes. My parents, Sherry and Moises.
Well, you seem like a very nice young lady. And I've got to get out to a game this year. And I'm glad to see they start in February. I even have some cool Triton gear. I'll get Ben and we'll Triton it up. You're not wearing. See this? Savannah State. I'm proud of him. He's a high school coach at Seminole as well, working with the kids. And so today he had to impress upon those youngsters. I know what I'm talking about. I was a pitcher. All right. And this young lady?
I am Katie Prosper. I'm the head coach.
You're the head. Hey, there's no notes here, coach.
That's okay.
Here, turn the mic there and talk. We'll talk a little longer. You, I always start out with the coaches. Now that's on Amanda.
That's okay. I forgive her.
I got to show my respect. All right, young lady. Well, you have, well, that was a compliment because you look like you still could play. did you play at Eckerd?
I did not.
You're one of the few coaches then. Like, yeah. Where'd you come from?
Well, I'm actually from St. Pete, so I'm back home, which I'm really happy about with my family. But I went to the University of Hawaii for college.
You done last year? There's somebody else that was from Hawaii that's on one of the Eckerd teams.
Yeah, she's a volleyball player.
Exactly. I haven't forgotten everything. So how long have you been the head coach?
This is my seventh season.
Oh, bravo. So you're the one over there that's pillaging the east coast of Florida for all these great players. And you're proud of it.
I am.
You know, the more that I get to know about the Sunshine State Conference, that's a brutal conference. And that Division II conference, typically, if you take a look at more, a lot of the Division I programs in America, your D2 program is even tougher, more competitive. Would you agree?
I say that often, yes.
Yeah, and I'm noticing that in all sports when I'm talking to guys. I had the baseball team on a couple weeks ago, and in baseball, it's the same thing. He says, you know what? There's D1 programs that can't play in our conference, and you've got that same challenge each and every week.
Say we're the SEC of Division
II. Well, that's a superb comparison. Yeah. So talk about your history, where you came from. Did you play, where you played in high school?
I grew up in Tampa, so I played at Plant High School in Tampa.
Okay.
And then went on to college at Hawaii and had a great experience.
How could you have a bad experience?
And then I went and got my master's degree at Boston University, and that's how I ended up starting coaching. I was a volunteer, and then I got hired, and then I went from Boston to North Carolina State, and I was there for 4 years, and now I am back home.
Very impressive resume, and glad to be home, I'm sure. But I didn't mean to take a swipe at you when I said I'm not that impressed with the coaches and their recruiting. I take that back. You're able to pull girls that live in Miami to come over here. But how many campuses actually have a beach when you walk out there and go, we have our own beach? I have threatened Ryan, Tommy, and I've threatened Amanda that I'm going to come over. I don't live too far from there. I'm going to get my old beach chair someday, wear my Eckerd gear, and then go, who's that old man? He must be a donor or something. He's sitting there on the beach just because it's not as crowded as where I live on Sunset Beach.
Anytime.
Yeah, I fell in love with that campus the minute that I got there. So let's talk about this season, probably some high expectations since you are senior heavy this year. And who do you open up with?
We're opening up with the Ursuline out of Ohio. They're coming down to play us Friday night. So.
This Friday night?
Coming, or 2 weeks from
now. Okay. Well, you know those northern teams probably just love to come down here this time of year. They make it part of their spring break, and so you probably play several of them. I even saw the Iowa women up by near neck of the woods, Clearwater. The Iowa women were down here for a tournament. They have a tournament up there in Clearwater. You probably know the one they put on ESPN. That's a huge deal, and they bring a lot of teams from up north. So very cool. All right. Well, I wish you nothing but success this year, girls. This has been fun. Coach sitting to my right the entire time, and here I am. Well, good thing I didn't say anything really bad. But and I'm sure that Amanda's just shaking her head. She's out at a game, setting up for soccer, I think, or something like that. All right, young ladies, well, I certainly appreciate you coming down and brightening my day and throwing a curve at me, Coach. But I'll make sure I get out to a game this year. That'd be a lot of fun. All right. Well, that's Triton Time with the ladies softball girls and just a bright bunch of young ladies brightening up Fergs. Next time you're down here after the season, reach out to me. My office is upstairs, and I'll buy you a beverage. I'll need to see the IDs first, and we'll have a little fun. You two can come down anytime and give me a call. And I say, just put it on the tab. All right, guys, we need to take a break. We ran over, but I'd certainly do it again. All right, we'll be back here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network.
The first quarter is over.
Never show weakness. Only pain that matters is the pain you inflict.
Keep your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Are you ready to rock?
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Mm-hmm.
What does Sea Dog Brewing and Shipyard Tampa Bay Tailgate have in common? Both are world-class experiences, owned by the same people. Want a great place to spend some time with friends this holiday season? The place to be is Sea Dog Treasure Island, 9610 Gulf Boulevard. Why Sea Dog, you ask? Well, it's locally owned with locally produced brew right here in Florida. It's also a place for fun, food, and drink on the coastal Blind Pass waterfront. Ice pick draft drinks, Sea Dog Blue Paw, and a Mug Club rewards program. Get all this to go with a family-owned breakfast experience with homemade biscuits and more. Open 8 a.m. to late night. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com. While there, enter to win Tampa Bay tailgate tickets near Ray J for Bucks home games. Sea Dog Brewing, Treasure Island. It's where Tampa Bay family and friends go to enjoy life from breakfast to late night. 9610 Gulf Boulevard, Shipyard, Sea Dog Brewing. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com.
It's another weekend. You can wash the car today.
No.
You can mow the grass today.
No.
You can go fishing.
Oh, hell yeah.
When it's time to go fishing or head out on the water, your first stop should be at Angler 360. Angler 360 is located on the Dunedin Causeway and is the one-stop shop for all your fishing needs and water recreational needs. Angler 360 has rods, reels, live and frozen bait, tackle, beer, and soda, plus apparel and sunglasses. Make sure you stop in and see exactly why Angler 360 is the premier bait and tackle destination in the Tampa Bay area. Visit them at angler360.com.
Pulling out all the stops of the fourth.
All right, let's go.
Time to bring it home with the dub.
Let's get rocking.
Stick to the game plan with a Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from the clubhouse studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Let's rock this joint.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill down here at 13th and Central on a divisional championship NFL day. We've got over 100 televisions, and every television will have the NFL on. We got college action today, and I know near and dear to Ben Botham's heart. Pretty soon we will have, what is it, pitchers and catchers next week?
Yeah, pitchers and catchers are about to report pretty soon, not too far away. So I'm pretty excited about that. You know, that's my favorite time of the year as a pitcher. You know, we finally get to get loose, bully our catchers around a little bit, and start throwing some pitches.
Well, that was an enjoyable conversation with the Eckerd College, Lady Tritons, and that's brought to you by Eckerd College, a proud supporter of college and high school athletics, and, of course, our good friends at Body Armor. I forgot to give the girls Body Armor.
They were all.
That's Kenny's job.
Oh, Kenny.
My God, Kenny. He's doing double duty today. Sherry's not here, so he's taking the pictures, and he just got overwhelmed by the production requirements that take place. Got my family here visiting from Iowa. I'm blessed, and so we're going to have a fun weekend. And we're going to talk to Lynn Munoz Murray here in a little bit because, you know, I went over to that game in the Bucks and Cowboys. Well, you grew up here, so you're a diehard Bucks fan. Did you go drinking, or did you throw up, or, you know, what'd you do watching that game?
With the Bucks game, you gotta find something good in it.
Well, what was it? Because I was there and I didn't see anything good.
Well, you know, I found something entertaining at least.
Okay,
and
we need entertainment. We're talking about the Bucks right now.
And I would say that would be the Cowboys kicker.
Oh my God, that poor man.
That was the entertainment of the night. You know, we knew we didn't have a great team at the start.
Share with the audience what happened in case they have been in a foxhole since Monday night.
Well, the kicker seemed to get the yips live on it.
Seemed?
Well, pretty evidently. He did end up making a field goal, but he missed four straight field goal attempts in the contest against the Buccaneers. And just to say, the NFL average this year for field goal attempts is 94.6% of the time they make a field goal. So
give me an extra point.
An extra point, excuse me.
Yeah,
an extra point. So for him to miss four in a row, that's just unbelievable.
I'm one of those kind of people, when I see something happening that is just hard to watch, I feel so bad for him, and I don't want to see it.
See, I wanted more, Mike. I wanted to see how long it could go. You know how some of the college teams, they start counting the balls. They're like, ball four, ball
five. You have that kind of personality. I just, regardless, I can't stand the Cowboys, but I'm watching this thing. This poor guy. I mean, he's going to be chastised. He won't be able to go out in public in Dallas. I think what Mike should have done, he should have sat him down and went for two. It was obviously the guy was, you know.
Something was wrong. The yips are a crazy thing. I've met a lot of people like catchers. Catchers, sometimes they won't be able to throw to second base, but they could throw it back to the pitcher. Or even they can't throw to certain bases. And it's crazy how it happens. Teams will hire psychologists and even hypnosis.
I was reaching out to a friend of mine from the old days. He went to Drake University and he kicked for the Cowboys. And his name's Billy Cundiff, lives in Arizona now. I was reaching out to Billy, and he didn't get back to me until too late. But he was the kicker for the Cowboys. He was a free agent out of a little Drake University, Harlan, Iowa. And he ended up going down there, and Bill Parcells was the coach. Bill Parcells would never call the kicker by their last name. Kicker. So you'd be in a team meeting, and he'd have to address you and say, hey, kicker, you guys are going to be 15 minutes, you know, working on this today. Well, finally, on Monday Night Football against the Giants, I remember exactly where I was at, Billy Cundiff from little Harlan, Iowa, kicked 7 field goals on Monday Night Football. It's still tied for the record, and I wanted to get his perception of a poor guy like that getting the yips. How in the heck do you get through that?
Yeah, it's got to be tough, and the kickers are an odd bunch. In college, I actually lived with the punter for Savannah State University, and he did kick a couple field goals, but he was an odd bird, to say the least. He made pizzas and then kicked field goals on after class. So
really,
yeah, he was an odd guy.
You're a submariner, and he's a kicker. Maybe that was an odd room.
Yeah, I think there was some bad jujus going on in there. Hearing knocks in the middle of the night. Well, what's going on? Who's there?
Yeah. Well, as I said, in this hour, we're going to talk to Lynn Munoz Murray, and she was a former cheerleader for the Bucks. I want to get her perspective because she was actually a cheerleader in the dire days when they were, you know, 0-14. And it was not a pleasant environment on Monday night. I went over there expecting, you know, maybe the resurgence of Tom Brady, expecting way too much. When he threw that interception, in the end zone, you could just hear the hush in the stadium. The energy went down, and you wouldn't believe how many Cowboy fans were there.
I was watching it on TV, Mike, and it there was quite a few they were panning to, and I was very surprised. I, like you, was hoping for the resurgence of Tom Brady, and I definitely called it on the radio last week. So that was one of my few picks that did not come through. But if you're talking about a hostile environment, Mike, that's going to be the Phillies versus Giants game. They scheduled that game for 8:12. That's a lot of time for those Philly fans to get some beers in them, get some drinks, and really get rowdy.
Well, stay away from here because the Phillies have upstairs. And like I said, we figured out years ago they don't play well with others, so we put them up by themselves, and they don't need to come downstairs.
Well, Mike, have you seen some of the stories coming out about the Eagles this week?
Fire away, my man.
Well, apparently the pipes in the Giants hotel room mysteriously burst this morning, so none of the players are able to take clean showers.
Are you kidding me?
I am not.
That's kidding. The Philly mob. They got the mob involved. Really?
That is absolutely true. So I don't know if these guys are going down to the Loves or the Flying J little truck stops to try and get a cold shower, but it ain't looking good. And even more on top of that, since we were talking about kicking, the Eagles are also being accused of cheating on at least one extra point during Week 14's game against the Giants at MetLife Stadium.
How do you cheat on an extra point?
So what they're saying is that the placeholder was allegedly using a small white foreign object to hold the kick, so that way the ball was slightly above the grass. And you can actually see in a video of him removing
the
field.
That would have been a bigger story than that, because
there has been a league investigation going.
That's the kind of stuff when you're in your backyard back in the day and you had a little stand and then you're kicking it over your playground.
Well, apparently the league is looking into it, reviewing the film, and in one of the films, you can see an object is removed by the place.
I want to see that on the break. Hey, we will take a break. We'll come back. I want to do a shout out, and listen to the shout out, family. There's a young man, Tyler Vanderloo, is listening from Sioux City, Iowa, and so the Rickard family, they're all down here. Tyler, keep listening, brother, and one of these days we'll throw you on the air when you come down here for a baseball game. Bring John Walters. I already gave you guys all the love. Mark and Julie Adam. my sister, you know, she wants that fame. All right, we'll be back here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. Stay tuned.
Time's over. Reset the clock.
We're going to shut them down.
Dial the down.
Do it!
And get your head in the game.
Visualize an attack.
With the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Live from the clubhouse studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
I take a scotch and water. Hold the scotch.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
This is Mike Rickard, and I personally want to welcome our new supporter and partner, my Iowa friend, Barb with Champa Bay. Barb Grossenheiner's with First Class Real Estate Gulf to Bay, and Barb brings her Midwest work ethic, her integrity, her commitment to every client, combined with her knowledge as she grew up in a family of home construction success for decades. Barb's energy and her bubbly personality take the stress out of the challenge of home buying in today's difficult market. I assure you, I've recommended her to my friends, and I look forward to spreading her professional service to all of Champa Bay. So reach out today with Barb from Champa Bay, barbwithchampabay@gmail.com, or give her a call at 813-564-4134. That's Barb with Champa Bay. Give her a call today, 813-564-4134. Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, serving Champa Bay for 29 years, voted the Bay's best wings and sports bar, located across from Tropicana Field, is your sports headquarters and private party destination. Weekly live music, axe throwing, dog park, Rays Bucks and Lightning watch parties, every game and 95 televisions to guarantee your favorite team's games are always on. Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, Champa Bay's iconic sports and party headquarters.
I'm Captain Jeff Figgers from Florida Fishing and Adventures. Do you want to constantly catch more fish, spend less time changing baits? If so, Monster 3X baits, jigs, and scents are the answer. Monster 3X baits are tough, durable, and resistant, which allows you to catch more fish per bait. The combination of the Monster 3X lure with the ProCure bait super scent, you will be landing more fish right away. Whether it's the Monster 3X Ultra Soft or the X Swim lures, Swim Shad, Paddle Tails, Crawfish, or the X Frog, Monster 3X, you'll always find it in my tackle box.
Pulling out all the stops of the fourth.
All right, let's go.
Time to bring it home with the dub.
Let's get rocking.
Stick to the game plan with a Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from the clubhouse studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Let's rock this joint.
On the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back. Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. We wind our number one down, and we're brought to you by this conversation with Lynn Munoz Murray. Brought to you by Big Storm Brewery, and they're getting involved heavily in on the tee floor. They'll be out at all of our golf events, and looking forward to that. And of course, our good friends at Shrimpy's, John and the gang down there at Shrimpy's. You can get down there and watch the NFL playoffs. You're down on the beach or right across the street, Sea Dogs. It's kind of nice these days, Ben. You know, right there in the neighborhood, I can go check on my clients or take some apparel over.
Yeah, it's a great stopping, Mike. I mean, what are you, a hop, skip, and a leap away, and you're right there? And
well, the other day, we took a bus, a VIP bus, to the game, and we arrived back at the old man, 1:45 a.m. to the Bucks and Cowboys game.
Like, that's past your bedtime.
You think? And I walked a block and a half to my place. That's the longest walk I've had. Anyway, this young lady, she's kind enough to join us, Lynn Munoz Murray, and she's still very, very involved in everything that's the cheerleaders, the swashbucklers for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, alumni association. How are you, my friend? Good to talk to you again.
Hey, Mike. I'm great. How are you?
Great. You weren't so great Monday night. Where were you watching the debacle that was the playoff game?
I was home. I was home, and it was the most painful thing I experienced in a while. I was just heartbroken. That was a tough one.
Well, did you and your husband then crack out some beverages to kill the pain? Because I certainly saw a lot of people where I was at. I was at a huge tailgate party right next to the stadium, and people they got disgusted and just started throwing them down so they could get to the rest of the game.
about the second quarter. Yeah, exactly. That was the only way. That was the only way. I think I went to bed, too, immediately following it. I couldn't even watch the aftermath.
No, it was sad. And that was my first, I'd been to a college game there back in the day, the Outback Bowl, but that was my first NFL game, and highly disappointing. But I guess, and tongue in cheek, and we're going to have Randy Grimes on. He won't be able to come on until a little later in the second hour. But you guys were warriors back in the day, because you had nights like that on a consistent basis. And I guess, you know, as much energy as you have and Becky has and all the girls that I've met, how tough was it to stay motivated to do the cheers and have fun? I mean, when you're continually getting your butt kicked, that had to have been a real test for you ladies.
Yes, you know, actually, when you're actually on the field, or you're actually rehearsing every week so much, and you're dancing and you have to remember all of your part, it's really a performance-based situation. And, of course, ignorance is bliss. We never knew better. We didn't have not even a winning season. What did we go, 20-something games, I think?
26 games without a win.
Yeah, that was horrific. So
were you a swashbuckler that entire time?
I was a swashbuckler from 1976 until I cheered all the way through 1982.
Oh wow!
Yeah, so
you did see all of the bad 26 game, but you also, and Mark Ferguson was at that game, you also probably went crazy when you broke the losing streak. The cheerleaders, the fans, everybody went absolutely bonkers.
Oh, we went nuts. I mean, I remember being called from at home and saying, put your costumes on, we're meeting at One Buck Place. And everybody met to meet the players when they pulled back in.
Yeah, I think they beat New Orleans for that first win. I'm pretty certain. And,
right.
So you guys threw your uniforms on and went down there and met the bus. That had to have been pretty cool for the players.
Oh my gosh! Well, there was a huge crowd of people, you know, that met at One Buck Place. It looked like we had won the Super Bowl. We just won a game.
Yeah, well, that was the start of great things here in Tampa, and now you're immersed in the Alumni Association. You ladies do a lot, and I'm very impressed. And in fact, you're going to be involved with the Super Bowl of Golf here in March as well, an event that I saw last year, and I think you were a scorekeeper, weren't you?
Yes. In fact, don't know if you know, I'm president of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers Cheerleaders Alumni this year. So
congratulations.
Thank you. And so last year I was a scorekeeper. This year I'm a scorekeeper in charge of all the scorekeepers. So each team has a celebrity, a former football player, NFL player, doesn't have to be a Buccaneer. So they come from all over, you know, all over the United States to play in this thing. And the cheerleaders, the former cheerleaders, are scorekeepers. So you have a foursome and then a fifth player, which is your football player, and then a cheerleader. So every team has six people and two golf carts. And it's going to be at the Carrollwood Country Club this year. Lots of pool prizes, silent auction, lots of food, great food. If you've got any listeners out there that want to get a foursome together or just want to play individually, we are open for players. We're putting the teams together now, and we should have between a field of between 18 and 25.
Well, I was fortunate last year to go out there and set up, and Carrollwood Country Club is a superb track, and maybe this year I should be your designated driver, driving around the course while you make sure that there's no shenanigans going on out there on the course, or at least that's what we'll tell people we're doing.
Shenanigans.
Well, my next guest in the second hour will be your friend of mine, Randy Grimes, and I know he's a hack like me, so there's room for guys that aren't the best golfers. I knew you know that.
Yeah, Randy and I was his scorekeeper last year. So, and then Barry Smith, I think he was on your show last week.
Yeah.
The year before that, I was his scorekeeper, and that was so much fun. We had a blast. We always have a blast, but we have to keep the guys honest, you know? They get out there, and they're really serious. You know, the prize is pretty big. They go on to the Super Bowl championship, the NFL Alumni Championship.
It's phenomenal. In fact, John Rager does my golf show with me before we do this show. And, of course, John kind of coordinates all the golf. And he said it's intense. And that's why it's important to have you ladies there making sure that there are no shenanigans with an eraser on any of the scores.
Yes, exactly. I 3 years ago, the Irving brothers, do you remember Randall Irving?
I know who he is. I never had a chance to meet him.
Yeah, he didn't play with the Bucks. Both brothers. One was Pro Bowl, one was a Super Bowl. They were on different teams that will go unnamed right now. But I was their scorekeeper, and those guys, I thought for sure we had won, but they were so good that the handicap kind of killed us, so we came in second.
They needed a hack like me. They needed a high handicap to help them with their score.
Yeah, that's the thing. All those guys are great players. So yeah. So
well,
if you can't play golf, don't worry about it because it's best ball.
Exactly. That's what I love about it. Hey, by the way, Kids Asparilla Parade Day. We are going to be having a Jimmy Buffett event. I think I told you about that. We've got the pirate ship back here now, and we're going to have some of the original Coral Reefer Band from Jimmy Buffett. They're going to play with Tom Gribbins and the Saltwater Cowboys, and it's going to be on the 25th of March. It's a spring baseball game across at the Trop. So we're going to have you guys over. We're going to have a young cheerleader group that you can mentor. And we'll just have an absolute blast.
Oh, that would be great. That would be a lot of fun. We'll bring pom-poms and little pom-poms for the little guys.
and we'll have a open tab for you, but you're going to have to drink Ice Pick Vodka versus Tito's because that's our new sponsor, and I think you'll enjoy it.
Oh, I'm sure. Anything that is vodka, I like, so.
All right, Lynn. Well, thanks for taking time out of your schedule. I look forward to it. I'll give you a shout this week or the next, and we'll do some planning, and I'll see you in March, but we got some planning to do for that Jimmy Buffett night.
Okay, sounds good. You guys have a great rest of your day, and thank you for having me.
Of course. And she is now the president of the Cheerleader Alumni. I was shocked that they had that.
Yeah, no, that's
these ladies are aghast. My sister would have been in heaven, something like that. Here they are in their 50s, 60s. They got some in their 70s. And they do routines. They have competition up in Jacksonville against all the other NFL teams. It's unbelievable.
No, yeah, they probably put the banana nanas to shame up in Savannah.
Who was the Savannah Bananas? I was discussing them with somebody the other day, and they said, what are they? Wouldn't it be fair to say they're the Globetrotters of baseball?
Yeah, they're definitely. Well, if you want to look historically, Mike, actually, it was the Indianapolis Clowns that were before the Harlem Globetrotters for that kind of clowning around and showboating.
All right, well, we got to wind things down. We'll be back second hour. I've got we'll get more of Ben Botham, which is important. We're going to talk to Brad Richardson, Randy Grimes, former center for the Tampa Bay Bucks from 1982 to 1993 will join us. We'll be back here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network.